categorize it in a couple of different ways. One is how we operate some of the tools we have. We were just talking about that this morning at a meeting. That when I first came on, there were no pagers. We received the call via at that time a brand new system that Bell Telephone offered, and that was that the dispatch center could make your home phone ring in a distinctive way at the volunteer firefighter's house, and that would tell them that there was a call. And then they would pick it up, and it'd be a pre-recorded message with the address. And there was radios, but no portable radios. They were only truck-mounted and building-mounted. So communications were really different back then. The other part of that is what's changed about what we do. In those times, a lot of departments were not engaged in emergency medical service, and clearly most fire departments now are providing first responder or actually full transport service. And the other thing that is really concerning about it is the change in what I'll call the built environment. We built houses now with great engineered and modern materials, but the problem is the fire potential has risen in those kinds of structures. There's a lot more hydrocarbon-based plastics in not only the furnishings we have, but the actual structure, the materials that we build a house with, or build an office building, whether build anything. And while we've tried very hard to have installed fire protection systems and quality exiting and so forth, when a fire develops in a pretty modern building or even an old building with modern furnishings, the smoke generation has gotten much worse than it was back in the 60s.
The other thing I'm interested in is the psychology of a firefighter and how that has changed over 50 years.
Well, you know, I think the psychology hasn't changed a lot. They're pretty dedicated individuals. There's a set of excitement that kind of brings you to the business, I think. And then there's a set of reality that this is really serious business. There's a potential to get yourself hurt if you're not careful and don't do things right. And the other part of that is you have to realize early on, and I think firefighters did many years ago and still do, that you're helping people in some of the worst days of their lives, either from a medical standpoint or fire standpoint or already, you know, a myriad of other things. And what they have an expectation of you is that you come quickly, because if they dial 911, it's an emergency in their mind, even if it, maybe the situation truly doesn't fit that category. And so they want you to come quickly. They also want you to do great work. They expect us, and rightfully so, to at least intervene in the problem and help them deal with the problem. And last, to be nice. And that's part of the compassion thing. And I think the compassion thing was there early, and I think it's still there.
So what are your retirement plans?
Mrs. Forsman and I have purchased a home in Fairfield Bay, Arkansas, where there's a little less winter, where there's a couple of golf courses, a very large lake with fish in it, and we are significantly closer to our children and grandchildren, all of whom live in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Well, congratulations on your retirement, and best of luck in the future.
All right, and we thanks. And we appreciate your coverage. You've always done a great job for us. So.